This is BDO in the Boardroom, a podcast by the BDO Center for Corporate Governance for the Board of Directors and those charged with governance. We're joined by your board peers and inspiring leaders to discuss the trending and timeless issues that are impacting today's boardroom agendas. Let's get started.
Hello, I'm Amy Rojic, Director of BDO's Center for Governance, and I'm excited to have the opportunity to sit down with my firm's new CEO, Matt Becker. Today, we will explore Matt's journey from governance to executive leadership, drawing on his years of service on BDO's board, including as its board chair, and his experience leading the tax practice. Matt will share how his deep connection to the firm has shaped his path to CEO. He will reflect on the pivotal moments that define his trajectory, the lessons learned navigating board dynamics during a period of significant growth and transformation, and the mindset shift required to move from influencing decisions to owning them. Matt will also discuss how his involvement in the CEO succession process and selection process, as well as the extended onboarding experience he has the opportunity to have shared, has shaped his perspective on what the organization needs in its next leader. Offering a unique insider view, this conversation will highlight leadership, accountability, and the evolving relationship between boards and CEOs, and how Matt is positioned to strengthen alignment and guide BDO forward with clarity, curiosity, commitment, candidness, and caring to grow our firm and instill high confidence in our people from all of our stakeholders, especially our clients. So before we dive in, let me share a little bit more about Matt. He is the Chief Executive Officer of BDO USA, one of the nation's leading accounting and advisory firms, and Matt succeeded longstanding CEO Wayne Burson effective July 1st of 2026. Matt joined the firm in 2002 and became a tax partner in 2005. He most recently served as National Managing Principal of Tax, where he led the firm's tax practice, strategy, and operations, more than doubling its size since he assumed the role back in 2019. Over his career, Matt has held a series of progressive leadership positions, including serving on BDO's International Global Tax Advisory Committee and as chairperson of BDO USA's Board of Directors for 5 years, where he oversaw the firm's governance and strategic direction. As a longstanding member of BDO's executive leadership team, he played a pivotal role in shaping the firm's future, contributing to key initiatives such as the establishment of BDO's Employee Stock Ownership Plan, or ESOP, major expansions, and strategic partnerships. A National Association of Corporate Directors NACD Fellow, Matt's board experience and commitment to long-term value creation have made him a trusted advisor to companies and clients alike. Beyond his professional responsibilities, Matt has served or continues to serve on the boards for organizations throughout Michigan. Matt, thank you so much for joining me today. And wow, what a journey you've had so far. I'm very happy to be able to continue to work alongside you and have you here today to hear more.
Yeah, thanks, Amy. It's great to be here. Very exciting time for me personally and for BDO as an organization. And I'll certainly be drawing on all of the experience that I've had as I execute my responsibilities in this new role as CEO.
No doubt. So, Matt, you have a unique vantage point serving as chair of BDO USA's board of directors and as a member of its executive team prior to becoming the CEO. When you first began working closely with the board, what stood out to you about leadership at that level, and how did it shape your leadership path to the CEO chair?
I think anytime you are part of a professional services organization like BDO, we have a little bit of a unique governance structure in that our board members are generally also kind of owner operators. And the challenge when you have a board role and you also have an operating role, even though you're not the CEO, is finding ways to step back from the day-to-day and really focus at a high level on the long-term health of the organization. At the board level, leadership is really about stewardship. It's about asking the right questions. You're always trying to challenge the assumptions and trying to make sure that the decisions that are made kind of align with the firm's strategy, culture, our values, and make sure that the perception of our people and clients will be appropriate. It's sometimes difficult when you're going from day-to-day operating roles, and a minute later you're on a board call and you're trying to pull yourself back to think more at a high level. You're wearing multiple hats, and that can be a challenge. But keeping in mind that operations help you understand some of the important aspects of the organization that make you a better board member when you are able to step back. And I think that that has really benefited me when you're in the trenches and you're with clients and with the people of the organization trying to execute our responsibilities and achieve our goals. You can get a really good feel for how higher level decisions are going to resonate. And it puts you in a better position to ask better questions and challenge assumptions, I think, when you have that detailed knowledge. So, you know, on the one hand, there's the challenge of separating the responsibilities. But on the other hand, there's the advantage of being close enough to the organization to kind of be able to process things quickly. And I think the net effect of all that is actually positive. I think the portals I've been in where I've been less involved have been more challenging because it's just harder to get a feel for how things are going to resonate.
It's very interesting to shape a corporation where you're working side by side with all the leaders you're making daily operating decisions on, and then, like you said, have to switch those hats. It's not always an easy thing to do. But, you know, I think just the experience you've had in coming from the board to the CEO role, I think is going to be a unique opportunity for you. So maybe having helped shape strategy and governance as the former board chair, how has your perspective shifted now that you're stepping in as the CEO and are ultimately responsible for, you know, creating the strategy and accountable for executing on that that's been agreed to by your board now?
As board chair, my role was to guide the strategic direction and ensure that we were asking the right questions and arriving at our strategy, and then kind of monitoring our progress with respect to that strategy. As CEO, the responsibility becomes more focused on helping formulate the strategy and then making sure that that strategy gets turned into action. So ensuring priorities are clear, ensuring resources are aligned, making sure that the leaders in the organization understand their role, making sure that people understand, you know, not just what we're doing, but why it matters and why we're taking those actions, and then trying to facilitate open lines of communication across the organization at all times. The difficulty in a large, complex organization, very candidly, is always just getting people to work together for the benefit of the client and not letting any of the structural attributes of the organization get in the way of that. And that sounds like an easy thing to say, and it is. It's converting that narrative to action that we all know is very difficult. And you can look at any really successful business, and all of those businesses have succeeded in creating a connection between the aspiration of the organization and the responsibilities and goals of individuals in the organization. And that's kind of true across all industries. So what I really look for as CEO is, how are we doing with respect to our professionals in situations with clients, understanding how the specific actions that they're taking on a day-to-day basis relate back to the strategic goals that we have as an organization. And when I see that we have that connection, I feel like I'm fulfilling my responsibilities for the organization as CEO. I think that the board chair's role is to test whether or not that connection exists. My role as CEO now is doing what's necessary to make sure that the connection actually does exist.
Your ability to be transparent and collaborative, I think, is going to go a long way in that endeavor. And I dare say that I've been along for a long part of your journey through the firm, and I think that you're very well positioned to move us all forward in a great, bright future. So based on your involvement in the CEO selection process and your extended onboarding, and maybe you could share a little bit about that, how did those experiences shape your perspective on what BDO needs for this next phase in our journey and as you as our next leader?
The process for selecting a CEO begins with our board of directors. The board makes a recommendation based on a selection process to the principals of BDO, and then the principals of BDO vote to ratify that recommendation. The interesting aspects of that are that you really need to convince the board of directors that you have an understanding for what needs to happen in the future strategically with the organization. And you need to do that without having a lot of communication with the principals and the people within the organization. All great strategy and professional services organizations is a function of a collaborative process. And what I told the board during the selection process is that for me to, as an individual, prescribe the future strategy of our organization is probably not the path that's going to lead us to success. That we need a long, because we had a year transition between CEOs, a long collaborative process that kind of takes advantage of the time that we have to move through the succession process and kind of excavate from the organization what everyone thinks is the right strategic direction so that we can get buy-in by way of including people in the process of coming up with our strategy. And ultimately, our board, I believe, was wise and kind of bought into that approach. And I told the principals before they voted to ratify me as the next CEO that we would move through a collaborative process and that I would spend the year of transition between my predecessor and me really focused on coming up with a strategy that looked like and felt like people in our organization wanted the firm to go. So I think ultimately, the fact that I was willing to engage in such a collaborative process is something the board looked at positively, and that helped me be the board's choice to be the next CEO. And then our principals bought into that as well, and they voted to ratify me. And of course, I had some philosophies and some strategic concepts that I introduced to the firm. But a lot of our new strategy is built from a collaborative effort. We gave everybody in the firm an opportunity to provide input. We did focus groups with our principals, 80 focus groups across the country over many months. We also talked to our clients. We listened to the voice of customer data that we have. We looked at our wins and losses as we've tried to bring new clients to the firm to try to determine what worked well in the market and what didn't. And all that information and the collaboration of looking at that information and coming up with strategy, I think, is what makes our strategy so sound. So really excited about what that looks like going forward. We have a board-approved strategy that was ready to go on my first day as CEO, and I think that's a huge advantage to have that strategy in place. But the transition process allowed us to make that a collaborative process, and I think that's a huge advantage for me and for BDO.
No, I agree. I've seen a lot of different things happen over the years with different organizations and, you know, abrupt changes in CEOs and how that adds to the complexity, to the confusion, and often to your point earlier about the level of transparency and communication that can happen. So I think you having been afforded that year transition in which, from a personal perspective, you're able to communicate in advance a lot of the things that have now come out as part of our strategy. So I think that was something that was really important to a firm of 13,000 plus people, that this isn't something that was just all of a sudden a switch flipped and now we have a whole new direction. I don't think that's the case at all. I think it makes a lot of sense how it's been unrolled thus far. So maybe for our next question, we'll maybe take a little bit of a backward look, because you've played a role in major firm initiatives throughout your career at BDO, from the ESOP, which I mentioned earlier, to extensive M&A transactions that our firm has done with respect to growth, and the significant growth as well within the tax practice itself. So was there a defining moment or leadership experience along the way that perhaps in hindsight really prepared you to take on this new role?
I don't think I can really identify kind of one single moment that contributed to preparing me for this role. I think it really is a combination of a variety of things. We're in an industry, like a lot of industries, that is evolving rapidly. We're influenced by a variety of outside investor impacts, a variety of regulatory impacts, AI, and just the overall aggregate global economy all have huge effects on our industry. And the result of all that is that the industry is changing pretty quickly. And I think there are some fundamental things that we've done at BDO that have really prepared our organization to adjust and adapt to that change quickly and effectively. You can look to our establishment of an employee ownership structure. Our industry for a long time has made it difficult for people working in the industry to feel like they had a real equity interest in the organization that they were working with. Sometimes the path to partner or the path to principal, you know, can be 15 to 20 years or more for some people. And that's a long time to ask someone to dedicate as a portion of their career where they have an equity interest in the organization. You know, our ESOP structure gives people a beneficial economic interest in the organization much earlier in their career than has ever been possible. So that's a huge advantage, and it helps our public accounting and consulting industry look more favorable as compared to other industries that give people equity more quickly. So I'm really excited about the long-term impact of that. And I also think that the merger and acquisition activity that we've engaged in over the last 15 years has really prepared us to be effective in the modern world as well, because we've gotten input from all of the firms and all of the people who've become a part of BDO, and we've kind of become the best of all those organizations. And the ability to endure that kind of change over that period of time has prepared us for the change that we're going to have to endure and approach with some resilience over the next 4 or 5 years as the industry continues to evolve. So the M&A activity, the ESOP process, the process of arriving at that is our kind of ownership and capital structure. And then leading our tax practice, which I did for many years prior to becoming CEO, has also helped me a lot. We're able to double the size of that practice while I was leading, and that was not a period of high M&A activity. So a lot of the growth in our practice came from bringing new talented people to the organization and deploying them quickly and effectively. The melting pot, if you will, that BDO became as a result of its prior M&A activity makes our organization a very inviting place for people from other organizations who want a fresh start or want to be with a firm that is perhaps a little better prepared for the future. We've really benefited from that in the tax practice, and I think now I can bring some of those philosophies to the entire organization.
Having witnessed a number of significant mergers of firms into our business and watching how that integration of those new people especially has taken place, I think we've gotten very, very good at bringing people into a firm and helping them be ready to go from day one. And I think that's probably part of the secret sauce to, you know, the future of the firm and being able to do more of that. So given your deep experience in both governance and operation, what's something about board dynamics that you see currently now as incoming CEO compared to when you were leading from the board or within the practice?
When I was a member of our board and chair of our board, and now that I'm CEO, I've always believed throughout that entire period that the relationship between the board and management needs to be collaborative. And a strong governance doesn't mean that everybody agrees on everything, but it does mean there's a willingness to test alternative ideas. And it's important that communication between the executive level of the organization and the board be frequent and complete. And what I mean by that is that we need to share proposed solutions and proposed strategies and reactions to things that are happening in the outside world. But we also need to prime for those discussions by sharing very early potential issues that we see that we're worried about, sometimes even before we have solutions to appropriately address those issues that we're identifying. Because it's very difficult to look at any one decision or strategic direction in a vacuum. We operate in a very complex industry, in a very complex world. And oftentimes, decisions that are made with respect to a particular issue reverberate into impacts on areas of the organization that may not have been anticipated. So I think it's just really important that we have clear visibility into the opportunities and challenges that management sees for the organization, and that you're constantly facilitating feedback from the board as to what might be potential solutions to those areas, and getting the board's perspective so that as you make decisions and make recommendations, they can be made in the spirit of the board's reflection and thoughts and ideas, rather than forcing things to a conclusion that can be very difficult to discuss in substance. You know, once a solid recommendation has been made and you're way down the path of needing a solution and a problem has become potentially emergent.
So maybe with your background spanning client advisory, global tax leadership, and board service, how are those experiences shaping the way you plan to build trust and alignment between BDO's employees, its leadership team, and the board going forward?
Yeah, I think my board service really reinforced for me the value of disciplined governance and strong connection to strategy and the execution of that strategy. My leadership team experience really reinforce the importance of collaboration across the business, whether it's market to market, service line to service line, even country to country, if we're talking about our global organization. Engaging people and facilitating the concept of psychological safety, I think, you know, that's become a bit of a buzzword in today's world. However, it's a really important concept. And making people feel, whether you're a board member or someone in operations somewhere within the firm, making people feel like not just that they're safe to raise issues without fear of how the concern they're raising is going to fall on leadership or fall on someone who made the decision to move us in a certain direction. But when people see things not working well, we want them to feel obligated to say something, because it's often early stage communication when strategies and operating decisions don't have the intended impact that allows us to shift direction and be more effective more quickly. There is no place in today's world, as fast as the world moves, for an environment that is not a psychologically safe environment. The lost productivity and lost effectiveness that results from people feeling like they can't express how they see strategic decisions and alternatives falling on the organization is so significant. As a leader, just the most important thing is that we feel open to collaborate and communicate, you know, readily and frequently without worrying about how certain forms or styles or types of communication is going to be perceived.
Well, you've served on several not-for-profit boards and stayed actively involved in your community. How have those external governance experiences shaped your approach, and how do they influence how you think about purpose and impact as you step further into your new role today?
Yeah, I mean, I've certainly learned as much from my interaction with other organizations as I have, you know, being part of our organization for 24 years. I look to the nonprofit organizations that I've worked with. And obviously, for me to be working with an organization, I have to believe very strongly in its community impact and have passion for it. That's always been the case. But in the process of working with those organizations, you see strategic approaches and operational steps that have parallels into our organization at BDO. And you benefit from seeing, you know, that diversity. Even not-for-profit organizations have operational goals, and they're working on fulfilling those operational goals. And I've learned a lot from the things that those organizations have done that have made them successful, from some of the mistakes that those organizations have made. And all of that's helped me become more effective in my leadership role here at BDO. I also had the opportunity to spend time with thousands of clients over my career. And I've learned from watching those clients try to achieve their goals and, you know, kind of leaning in and participating with them as they tried to figure out the industries and the businesses that they were in. You know, those have been very valuable learnings for me. And I would encourage any executive to be as involved outside the organization as you possibly can, because the experiences that you have and the things that you learn, seeing things from a different perspective, you know, outside your own organization can be certainly as valuable as the experiences you have inside your organization.
I couldn't agree with that more. I think that having that internal and external perspective is especially important in a professional services organization, where you have to understand who all of the stakeholders are and what their expectations for you are. So, Matt, I really want to thank you not only for your time today and the time and effort you have agreed to put into in leading our firm forward, but regarding psychological safety, I have to take this moment to publicly thank you for agreeing to listen to my idea and giving me a shot back in 2015 as our board chair, when I took a leap of faith and asked for approval to start our BDO Center for Governance. So couldn't be more proud of that. So thank you.
No, I mean, I'm glad you did, because I think I learned a lot from your work, and so have a lot of our clients and the other important stakeholders in BDO. So I think you're the one that gets the thanks for all the hard work that you put into making this successful. So thank you for that. And it's been great catching up today, and I look forward to your work in the future.
Thank you. And as you mentioned before, it is a collaborative effort for sure. I might have had the initial idea, but it's taken a lot of folks around the table to help bring it to fruition. So wish you the best of luck. And I look forward to checking in with you again as you continue to roll out and execute on BDO's strategy for the future. So thank you.
Thank you, Amy.
Thank you for listening to BDO in the Boardroom. If you like the show, be sure to rate, review, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. If you have any questions about what we discussed today, reach out to us via BDO.com, where you can also access the resources cited in this episode and learn more about the BDO Center for Corporate Governance. The views expressed by our guests do not necessarily reflect the views of BDO.